This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
Smart. Sexy. Kinky. Fun.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud with your host, sex educator, author, and filmmaker, Tristan Taramino. It's sex-positive radio like you've never heard before. Tristan talks about sexuality from every angle with leading authors, experts, artists, and icons. From sex education and sexual politics to BDSM and non-monogamy, nothing is off limits. So get ready to open your mind and expand your horizons. This is Sex Out Loud. And now here's your host, Tristan Taramino.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud, everyone. Hey, don't you love it when the guy comes on before my show? I don't even know his name. And he says discretion is advised. Well, discretion is definitely advised for tonight because I have quite a hot guest here with me. She's a returning guest, but the last time she was on the show is so long ago that I don't remember when it was.
Yeah. Was I ever actually on the show?
Yes, you were on the show.
Okay.
But it was in 2014 or something. Let me tell you who she is before we jump in. Joanna Angel is an award-winning adult film star, director, producer, author, entrepreneur, and CEO of the venerated adult studio Burning Angel Entertainment. Pacific Standard Magazine stated she's one of the most powerful feminist icons in the adult industry. She has stormed mainstream media outlets, being featured in the New York Times, Forbes, Vice TV, LA Weekly, and CNBC, just to name a few. She was inducted into AVN's Hall of Fame in 2016 and continues to make her mark on the adult industry and the world at large. Now she can add author to the list because she's the author of the brand new book, Night Shift, A Choose Your Own Erotic Fantasy. Welcome back to the show, Joanna.
Thank you so much. It's so good to be here, Tristan. I'm so glad that you got to check out my book. And did you look at the very last page of the book?
I did see that you put me in the acknowledgments.
Phew.
Thank you. Okay, so Raymond, first of all, tells me that you were on my show in 2012.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, that's why literally neither of us remember.
And both of us, I think, are very busy workaholic people and do 800,000 things at a time. So
yeah,
I was basically, that's so many things ago. I can't even picture it.
So I want to get to the book, but I want to catch up with you on your complete domination of the adult industry, because I remember meeting you. I don't know if you remember when we met.
I do. I remember very
in a hotel room and
I mean, I had met you before that, but you didn't know me. I went to see you speak on a panel.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
But we
told that story.
I was a fan.
Yeah. Okay. So I remember meeting you at AVN and you were just, starting out. You've now been in the industry for what? 12 years? Mm-hmm.
I mean, technically Burning Angel launched in 2002. So God. Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
Yeah. But, I don't really consider, I feel like my official start in porn was more 2005, because that's when my first movie came out.
Okay.
And stuff like that. But I don't know. Depends on how you want to count it. But
okay. But it's more than a decade.
It's more than a decade. And it's been a very interesting decade.
But the other thing that is really interesting about you, besides that you have been the head of Burning Angel since the very beginning, so you didn't, there is a sort of tradition in mainstream porn where performers perform for several years and then they may get line, or they may become a director or they may become a producer. But you have created and written and directed and produced and owned your own content from the very beginning, which is an early adopter kind of thing. because no one was doing that back then. Very few women behind the scenes.
Yeah, there were very few. And I'm glad that you acknowledge that, because even today, like, you know, people in interviews, they're always like, so what made you want to start directing? And I'm like, I've always been.
I've been doing it since the beginning, people.
Yeah, like.
Google me. Yeah, no. You know.
I'm like, well,
But the thing that's also fascinating about you is you have had a really long and successful career, and you continue performing, which is also unusual.
A lot of people stop. I mean, and I don't have to. I work for myself. I could do whatever I want. You
can do whatever you want. Yeah.
I love doing it. I actually like it more now than I think I ever did, you know?
Well, let me tell you, watching your performance, because I directed you way, way, way back in 2000, I don't know.
Yeah, whatever.
14.
2000,
no,
nothing.
No, I'm sorry, no.
Yeah.
2005.
No, 2000, that's what I mean. Yeah.
2005, 2006. Okay, so that's the very beginning. And to see your scenes now, it's really amazing to kind of see you as this incredibly self-possessed sexual being who has no hesitation and is so fierce and so in charge of her sexuality, because there were glimpses of that at the beginning. Of course, that's why I loved your performances and I loved your movies.
Well,
there were
I was learning, and I really was very sexually inexperienced. You know, I really learned a lot about sex through porn, you know, I was people are were you prude when you're younger? I'm like, I don't know if prude is the right word. I was, you know, and now you kind of understand, because in the novel, the main character, Taryn, is a lot very similar to how I was before
in
porn.
The beginning.
Or maybe even how I am now. I'm just in porn, so I don't. So I was always very eager to explore a sexual side of myself. But I just, you know, to explore sexuality, you need to have sex with people, and in order to have sex with people, you have to give off a certain energy and do certain things to attract people to you. And I didn't know how to do that. You know, it took me a really long time to figure it out. And I think a lot of that comes from confidence that I didn't have, you know, or just kind of growing up in a household, we never talked about sex. It was sort of just a part of my life that I just tried to ignore, you know. So I was always very curious. But yeah, I mean, I really kind of grew into this super sexual being in porn. And it's been very exciting to learn. And I know porn is not for everyone. And I know it's not for, you know, I know a lot of females shouldn't be here, you know, that it's just not good for them. But for me, it's done wonderful things for me, and it's given me confidence, and it's made me know my body and know what turns me on. And I feel fortunate that I've been able to learn all these things with professionals and having sex.
Right,
it's pretty cool.
What do you think is one thing that you learned about yourself sexually that you didn't know before you got into porn?
I mean, really everything. I feel like almost all the sex I had pre-porn didn't count, you know? I just really learned about my orgasms. I think I learned that it's kind of weird, because I never felt like it was that important to have an orgasm when I was having sex until I got into porn, because you need an orgasm for the camera to, you know, you need to be excited. So I just remembered some of my first scenes. I'm like, I got to figure out how to just explode here. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of a crazy thing that I never really thought about that when I was just alone with someone, you know, I think I was always so nervous, mm-hmm. you know, and just always feeling okay, I want to have sex because I like this person and I want this person to like me, but I wasn't comfortable enough to really understand sex from a selfish point of view. I need to figure out how this gets me off. It was more almost a tool I was trying to use to get people to like me more, you know, and that's a shitty thing. I think a lot of women or people do in general when they're younger, you know, before they know themselves. But I think in porn, I was my first few scenes, I'm okay, what can I do here? How can I just unleash and go insane, you know? Mm-hmm. And I would just figure it out, like, while a dick was inside me, you know? I'd be like, okay, I'm going to rub myself like this. I'm going to put my leg up here. Oh, okay, no, the talent's telling me to do this. Oh, wow, that feels good. Okay, like, yay. Like, I just, like, just really learned how to do it because there was just this excitement to really, I don't know. I guess I liked performing and it made me comfortable enough. It took the pressure away that a lot of previous sexual experiences had, you know, all the like, are we dating? Are we not dating? Like, right, how does this person feel about me? You know, you don't have to think about all that stuff in porn. I think it was very healthy for me to have this like nice controlled environment where the only thing that mattered was just focusing on having really, really awesome sex, you know?
And is there a difference for you performing in front of the camera now versus 10 years ago?
Yeah. Yeah. There definitely is, you know, like I think, in some ways I miss my performances from a long time ago because I guess they were more what you would call quote real, but I hate using that word because they're all real. These are real orgasms. These are real penises going inside your real vagina. These are real reactions to that. But I think just especially so many years of directing, you're watching other performers, you see what they do. I make note in my brain when I see a girl do something that's like really cool, you know, I'm like, I got to do that. Thinking back over the years for like awards I've won and stuff like that. Like, I'm always like, okay, people really like that scene. I should do that again. So sometimes I miss just going in there and not knowing anything and just kind of going off whatever, you know? And I can't help it that, you know, when I do scenes now, like they are a little more like I am thinking of all those things, and especially just Burning Angel's a business, you know, like, and I'm probably, you know, it's my number one concern to keep that business going. And, you know, I try to think of like what things people liked and trying to repeat them. But on the other hand, I try to just like let myself go as much as I can. But I probably like, I don't know, in some ways I like it more now because I feel so comfortable now. Mm-hmm. But then, I don't know. I guess my scenes now, they just look more professional, you know. And some people like that and some people don't.
I was just going to say, you know, there's a double-edged sword there because there's some people who are like, I like it sort of rough and raw and like not quite together.
Yeah, when the girl's sort of sliding around everywhere and looking in all the wrong places.
Yeah. Like, or, you know, I like these specific positions and like these specific tableaus that you sort of build because you always have your sort of director on. So yeah, I think it probably depends on the viewer's taste and kind of what they're looking for.
I'm really having so much fun. Like, I love it. Like, I've been performing now, even just in the past like 6 months, I'm like, I'm just going to keep putting myself in movies. There was a while where I was like kind of slowing down. And then I was like, I don't even have a reason to slow down. I don't know why I'm slowing down. I'm just slowing down because I feel like I'm supposed to it at my age. Right. I'm like, I like doing this. I'm just going to do it. I don't know. It's fun for me. And I feel very fortunate that I'm at a place where if I don't feel like doing it, I also don't have to either. There's no pressure, you know?
Right, right. Okay, we got to take our first commercial break.
Okay.
When we come back, we're going to talk about your new book.
I'm so excited. So I can't wait to hear your thoughts.
More after the break. Hey everyone, I love toys that leave an impression. Whether it's your first encounter with the magic wand or the luxurious feel of a leather paddle, everyone has that special toy that's both an implement of pleasure and an aphrodisiac. Haven't met the right toy yet? Well, the Pleasure Chest invites you to fall in lust. With boutiques in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago, the Pleasure Chest staff is committed to helping you find the right toy in a safe and non-judgmental environment. Visit pleasurechest.com and browse their educators' picks section for some of my favorites, or visit their special collections page and get inspired. Use the coupon code Tristan at checkout and enjoy a free massage candle with your purchase, courtesy of the Pleasure Chest.
B-Vibe is a premium collection of anal sex toys. Their products feature different sizes to accommodate users of all shapes, sizes, and experience levels. B-Vibe's high-end designs are couples-friendly, body-safe, and offer innovation aimed to create an exceptional user experience. You know I've got really high standards when it comes to anal toys, and I am in love with these. Plus, they stand behind each item with an easy-to-understand, hassle-free warranty. Dubbed as the Apple of anal, learn how B-Vibe and its premium anal plugs are engaging couples to discover the amazing pleasures of anal play. Visit bvibe.com and use coupon code Tristan to receive 20% off your purchase. Are you LGBTQIA? Genderqueer or gender variant, a sex worker, an activist, a polyamorous person? Well, the open list features therapists, sexuality and relationship coaches, traditional and alternative healthcare providers, mediators, lawyers, and more who are poly aware, kink competent, sex positive, queer affirming, and anti-oppression. They work with clients with alternative sexualities and relationship structures, including open relationships, polyamory, ethical non-monogamy, swinging, BDSM, and kink. They serve the unique needs of folks who think and live outside the box. To search for a professional in your area, go to the open list at openingup.net. If you're a professional who'd like to be listed, use the coupon code OPENTRIAL for a free 1-year trial.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com. You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. My guest tonight is Joanna Angel. She just had a book party at the Pleasure Chest, which, as you know, is the sponsor of this show and makes it possible. So I want to say thank you to the Pleasure Chest.
Thank you. And to everybody out there, I signed copies of the book that they still have. Like,
oh,
so they have a bunch of signed copies. So everybody should go there and get one.
It.
They have like 10 copies or something. So go get one before they
run
out.
Okay, fantastic. I want to tell you what's coming up at the Pleasure Chest as part of their Pleasure Ed program. In New York City, March 21st, Holy Trinity Threesome Workshop with Ryan and Leon. March 27th, Game Nights for Bigs and Littles. Those are kinky adults who like to role play that they are big or little. In Chicago, March 25th, Kinky and Creative Blowjobs with Ren. And then this weekend, this Sunday, March 18th, I am hosting a panel called Me Too in Sex Positive Communities. I'm going to first host this panel with these amazing panelists, Jamila Dawson, Pony Lee, and Smokey. And then after the panel, we are going to open it up to kind of like a town hall open forum. So this is a chance for us to have a serious conversation about the Me Too movement and how it applies to communities like the polyamorous community, the kink community, sex educator communities, sex positive communities, sex worker communities. So I hope to see some of you there. It is Sunday from 4 to 7. Sunday, 4 to 7, March 18th. I hope to see you there. Okay, so Joanna, how did this book come about? This book is called Night Shift, A Choose Your Own Erotic Fantasy. And how did it come about?
Well, I actually wrote a chapter for Asa Akira's collection of stories. She put out a book. It's called Asa Erotica, and a lot of different women in the adult industry wrote a chapter in the book, and my chapter was one of them. And I guess the publisher of that book happened to really like my story, and they contacted me after that and asked if I was interested in writing a whole book. It was like a dream phone call I've been waiting for. And I guess I always thought my first book would be a memoir. Mm-hmm. But I remember at first being kind of bummed that it wasn't. And then, I don't know, but then they were like, yeah, well, we want you to write fiction. And then so I started just thinking of different ideas that I could do. And I pitched them the adult video store idea, and they really liked it right away. It was actually their idea to make it Choose Your Own Adventure, which I'm also very thankful for. So, yeah, that's how it came about. And then I just got to it. I mean, I did go to school for writing. So some people are like, how did you manage to write a book? I'm like, this is actually what I was like meant to do. I have much more experience in writing than I do in putting on heels and doing strip teases around a swimming pool. That actually is makes a lot more sense for me. I put aside the time and I just kind of knocked it out and did it after writing a bunch of different outlines. But that's how it came about. And I really love doing it. I think writing fiction is so much fun. And I think it's an exercise that everyone should try to do. It was really like a relief for me because I spend so much time, this Joanna Angel persona is like my full-time job and mm-hmm. it's my life. I don't even know what's real and what's fake. I don't know where Joanna Angel ends and the Joanna, whatever my real last name is, begins, that's what happens when you're when your product is yourself. I spend a lot of time just doing media, like just where I'm talking about myself, telling my story, like doing my Twitter, doing my Instagram. Like, we kind of spend a lot of time being, I don't mean to use this in a bad way, but being very self-absorbed, mm-hmm. because we're mm-hmm. constantly in this world that revolves around ourselves and our persona, and writing fiction allowed me to sort of step away from that and invent people. And even though those people could be based on real people that I know or just inspired by, people that I know, but it's a fiction book. And so it was a real like departure for me. And I think it was very healthy for me to kind of just get lost in these other people's worlds instead of being like so obsessed with like, what does Joanna Angel do today?
Well, I was going to say, you're really a prolific social media person. I follow you on Instagram and Twitter.
Thank you.
I feel like, I check in with you like 9 times a day. And I don't even check in with myself 9 times a day. I mean, I don't know how you do it. It's like photos. And then like, this is for fans only. This is the underwear I'm wearing today. This is the shoot I'm on today. I mean, it's a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah, it's a
lot. But you do your Instagram yourself?
I do my Instagram myself. Yeah. And I have somebody else that, that does the Burning Angel Instagram and then the Burning Angel Twitter. I don't post on Twitter as much as I used to. I love Twitter a lot, but I'm just leaving it as like sexy photos and updates because it's like there's so much fighting on Twitter.
Yeah, no, Instagram is my happy place.
Yeah, I like Instagram. And I'm like, I feel like even if I post what kind of sandwich I ate today, like inevitably somebody will be offended by that type of sandwich and tell me that I'm offending other people with their sandwiches. And I just don't feel like dealing with it.
Right,
and I have to be careful. I mean, my goal on social media is to sell the products that I very passionately care about. So, these days, what if I say the wrong thing that like offends someone and they don't want to support my porn anymore? And ultimately that's my number one priority. So I don't need to share my thoughts on, political issues and and stuff like that on Twitter. And, I'm glad that other people do because I do like reading that stuff especially these days. It's nice to read other people's like opinions, especially when they're prolific people that say good things. But I'm just like, I'm just going to stick to my sexy photos. And I put a lot of time and energy into the porn that I make and into the products that I make. And so I'm just going to promote them and let them speak for themselves. But yeah, Instagram, I like a lot better. And I think it's a more drama-free environment where it's like, here's a photo and here's a funny caption,
Right. So that was the first thing that struck me about this novel is I thought, okay, Joanna's had a million experiences in the adult industry and many people, when their first novel comes out, the protagonist or the narrator, resembles them a lot.
Right.
But they say this is fiction. But you can see, you know, you can, they're basing this fiction on real experiences and this character on themselves. But this main character is not at all like you.
No, I made her look
not anything
different.
Like you. She's like incredibly almost naive.
Yeah, she's naive. She's a big dork. She's, you know, I don't know, but she is. She is a lot how I was in college, you know. But but there's a lot of people in this book that really like there's a few people that were kind of based off of people that I know or met, but then there's some other people. Like, I don't know. I guess you didn't really get to the path. You didn't read very much about Billy.
No, because I was going over before we went in there. Joanna, because it's a choose your own adventure, like which paths I took.
Right.
And so I missed some plot pieces or some particular stories or some particular characters because of the path that I just organically took. So yes, I didn't go down Billy's.
Yeah. That actually seems to be almost everybody's favorite one. Mm-hmm. And that one was also the most challenging one for me because it was so far off from anyone I've ever met. And at a certain point I was like, why did I do this? Of all the people I've met in my life, why did I invent a person that is so in a distance, like so not anything close to what's in my life? But I don't know. I got in deep and I was like, I got to keep going. So Billy is like a big burly trucker guy that comes into the store. And then you learn later on that he comes into the store because he's interested in exploring his feminine side. Like, so he's a cross dresser, you know, and he buys his first pair of panties at that store, and Taryn winds up helping him. And then I don't know. And then that story kind of continues about this like love story between this awkward girl and this awkward cross dresser. It was a very complicated story where they both sort of learn more about their femininity at the same time. And it's kind of nice, but a lot of people, that was everybody's favorite, but I know nothing about truckers. I know.
Oh, I find that hard to believe. Don't you have a serious radio show on the Vivid channel?
And you know, it's true. You're right. Maybe that's where the trucker came from. But I don't know. I don't know that much about it. So it's like, you know, thanks to the internet I know a little bit about cross-dressers, like not very many. I had like, you know, one friend that was one, so I wound up like asking him a lot of questions because it's a complicated niche of the mm-hmm. I don't know, of the community, because you know, because they're a lot of them, they're not gay, you know, they're not drag queens,
they're not
also
trans,
they're not trans. Yeah, yeah, so there's this you know, little section of the LGBT community that doesn't get much love, I think, you know, their struggle, I think, is unique. So I wound up reading like so many different like cross-dresser blogs. I found the people's Twitters who belong to those blogs, and then I would read their Twitters just to really understand like, what do these people say? Where do these people go? Like, where do they hang out? Like, how often do they dress like men and how often do they dress like women, and on what days do they decide to do what? And then after doing all that research on cross-dressers and then trying to like, you know, talk to friends and lead me to people that I could actually like interview and talk to just to get like some feedback. Then after doing that, I had to do all this research on truckers. And then I wrote out a whole sex scene that was like happened in a truck stop. And I was like, I don't even know what like truck stops really look like, you know, like aside from when I stop at one. And so I started reading Yelp reviews from different truck stops and like, I don't know, I found some website that like has like insight for all the truckers on where they should stop and what showers are better and what, like I got into really deep holes on the internet to try to like really capture something that felt like it was really happening, you know.
Wow. That's really I mean, that's exceptionally dedicated. You know, you're just dedicated to your craft. Okay, we've got to take another commercial break.
Oh, okay.
We've got so much more to talk about. Let's take a break, hear from our sponsor, the amazing Pleasure Chest. And when we come back, more with Joanna Angel. So don't go anywhere. Hey, everyone. I love toys that leave an impression. Whether it's your first encounter with the magic wand or the luxurious feel of a leather paddle, everyone has that special toy that's both an implement of pleasure and an aphrodisiac. Haven't met the right toy yet? Well, the Pleasure Chest invites you to fall in lust. With boutiques in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago, the Pleasure Chest staff is committed to helping you find the right toy in a safe and non-judgmental environment. Visit pleasurechest.com and browse their Educators Picks section for some of my favorites, or visit their special collections page and get inspired. Use the coupon code Tristan at checkout and enjoy a free massage candle with your purchase, courtesy of the Pleasure Chest.
B-Vibe is a premium collection of anal sex toys. Their products feature different sizes to accommodate users of all shapes, sizes, and experience levels. B-Vibe's high-end designs are couples-friendly, body-safe, and offer innovation aimed to create an exceptional user experience. You know I've got really high standards when it comes to anal toys, and I am in love with these. Plus, they stand behind each item with an easy-to-understand, hassle-free warranty. Dubbed as the Apple of anal, learn how B-Vibe and its premium anal plugs are engaging couples to discover the amazing pleasures of anal play. Visit bvibe.com and use coupon code Tristan to receive 20% off your purchase.
Are you LGBTQIA? Genderqueer or gender variant, a sex worker, an activist, a polyamorous person? Well, the open list features therapists, sexuality and relationship coaches, traditional and alternative healthcare providers, mediators, lawyers, and more who are poly aware, kink competent, sex positive, queer affirming, and anti-oppression. They work with clients with alternative sexualities and relationship structures, including open relationships, polyamory, ethical non-monogamy, swinging, BDSM, and kink. They serve the unique needs of folks who think and live outside the box. To search for a professional in your area, go to the open list at openingup.net. If you're a professional who'd like to be listed, use the coupon code OPENTRIAL for a free 1-year trial.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. Hey, I am on the road a bunch in April and want to just give you an update about where I'm going to be. April 4th to the 7th, I'm going to be in Asheville, North Carolina, speaking at the Southern Exposure Conference and SAR. It's a really fantastic lineup of great speakers, and I'm keynoting and I'm really looking forward to it. You can still register. I'm going to tweet out the link because it's not an easy one to remember, but I'm going to be doing the keynote. I'm going to be doing a breakout session. And I'm also on the Friday night of the conference going to be doing a live Sex Out Loud podcast in downtown Asheville. So there's a lot going on and I'm really looking forward to hearing speakers who are talking all about lots of different areas of sexual health. And it's geared towards sex therapists, regular therapists, clinicians, doctors, healthcare providers, and sex educators. So for you sex educators out there, you may want to check it out. And then April 19th to the 22nd, I am once again emceeing International Ms. Leather and Ms. Boot Black Contest and Celebration. This is a huge gathering of leather people. It's the biggest gathering worldwide of leather women, but there's also plenty of leather queers, leather non-binary people, leather men, leather gender queers. It happens in San Jose, California, and there are play parties, social events, classes, and of course at night, the contest, which takes place over several nights. So you can go to IMSL.org to register, and you should do that soon. That's April 19th to the 22nd in San Jose. Okay, so I want to just bring everyone up to speed because we sort of like blew past the first stoplight or whatever. let me just tell you what this book is about. Okay, so Night Shift, Joanna Angel's new book, is about, takes place, it's narrated by this protagonist, Taryn, which immediately made me think of Taryn Thomas, by the way. But this person's not like Taryn Thomas.
No.
And she works the night shift at an adult bookstore in New Jersey. No, in Florida. It had shades of Jersey.
It feels like New Jersey.
And it's not a sort of upscale boutique kind of sex shop. It's more of a traditional sex shop. And they have these rooms in the back where people can actually go and have sex. And all of this has somehow legally been like grandfathered in. So it's like,
and that does happen. There's a few stores like that left. Yeah. Like there's the not booths, that many of them left.
Yeah. Where people can go jerk off and stuff. But this is even more amazing because there's like these rooms. So you could go and like have sex and rent a room and no one's going to bother you.
Right.
And so she meets a whole cast of characters while working at the store. And it's in this unique format, which is choose your own erotic fantasy, which is like choose your own adventure, but that's trademarked. And basically you get to the end and it's like, if you want to see her, do this, go here. If you want her to leave with this person, go here. You know, if you want, and then you kind of navigate your way through the book, and it's, that part is really fun. And then you can always go back also. Like I went back because I realized I missed the entire swinger part of the story. There's a swinger party and I chose a path that bypassed the swingers, and I want to go back and see what the swingers were up to.
Yeah, that's good you went to the swingers, because that's very, that's an important, that swinger party is wild.
Yeah, no, that swinger party is kind of amazing. And then, of course, there's drama. And by drama, I mean, I don't want to spoiler alert. I don't want to give too much away, but the scene at the swinger party reminded me of some kind of old school Joanna's Angels, kind of really comedic, a little bit slapstick kind of sex comedies that you used to direct.
Thank you.
Way back
Thank you.
In the day.
I still direct. I won Best Sex Comedy again this year for the sixth time.
Congratulations. So. No, and you've been doing sex comedy when it's actually very hard to do and not a lot of people do it well.
It's difficult to do, yeah.
And you're very funny. Yeah. So the whole scene at the swinger party, I was like, this could be a Joanna Angel movie where I just totally see you, you know, using the sex to save the day, essentially. You used a heavy metal sex toy to save the day.
And everybody lived,
but then it was funny.
Where everybody literally and figuratively lives happily ever after.
Yes. No one dies in the book, so everyone can rest assured no one was harmed. What was your favorite character in this book? I mean, was it that main character who was kind of all of a sudden open to all these new things and new ideas and really free to kind of follow her libido, like wherever it took her? Or is there someone else that like stands out to you? Because I love the owner of the store.
Older woman
who reminds me, she actually reminds me of a real person. And then I asked you on the break if you knew that person and you said no. So it's definitely, it just really resembles her. But she's a kind of quirky older woman who's been running the store for a while and is, you know, knows a lot of people from the sex world and is a little bit randy and a little bit frisky. And she's really funny.
Yeah. I mean, I love all the characters. You know, I remember I tried to make sure to put a lot of love into every path. And that was the hard thing about writing a choose your own adventure book is I would get really engrossed in one path. And I'm like, fuck, I have to end this path at some point and then go back to the other path. And I didn't want to make it a book that is like really one story and everything else. It just doesn't count, you know? So, I mean, I think the main characters that get developed the most is the Billy character. Cause he, you know, and that's the cross-dresser. And that seems to be everybody's favorite, but I really love, you know, Amanda. How can you not love Amanda? I mean, she's so cool.
Amanda's sort of dashing.
Dashing, you know, cool business lesbian.
Yeah. She reminds me of, do you know Stephanie Berman, who does the squirt dildos?
I don't know who she is, but I
okay. So she reminded me. I immediately pictured Stephanie Berman, like in a suit and like with her. Yeah. She has this like short crop,
right? Like a Joan Jett looking lesbian.
Yes, exactly.
You know,
exactly. Okay. I recognize this person. Sure.
Yeah. But yeah, you know, and I think that the love story of Taryn and Amanda gets like really kind of psychotic in a way, and I had fun with that because
she falls in love like 5 minutes into the whole scenario.
yeah,
and then she's like pining away for her, like she's the love of her life, and I'm like, you literally just met her, but she's young,
it was her first, you know, lesbian experience, and she, I think she like really felt like she found herself, but then yeah, you know, it was, I don't know, I had fun with that. And really, a lot of people, what they don't know is, like, you know, even though I'm in porn and I do this and this, like, I really am like a hopeless romantic, and I've totally been that girl, like, where I have sex with someone once and I'm the one calling them every day, like, so what's going on, so what happened, like, so where does this lead us now, so when do I see you again, like, you know. And that's like, it's like that feeling is like, you know, it's like being on a weird drug. Like, you can't do anything without thinking of that person. And there's something kind of beautiful about it and something kind of disgusting about it. And, you know, and I tried to capture that as well as I could in the book.
And she's definitely a little bit obsessive.
Yeah.
Watching the texts and watching the bubbles
with
the dots.
It's a modern day love story.
It's a modern day love story where there's bubbles and dots, a lot of bubbles and dots. Yes.
Did you get a kick out of the Joanne Angel part? Were you expected? That was almost like a wink, nod.
I love that,
you know?
That you wrote yourself into the book.
As a total bitch, too.
You are, in fact, yourself, but you're like, you're not a total bitch. You're not a total bitch.
It's like me on steroids.
You're demanding.
And you're
like a little bit fed up with the situation. And you're a little bit like, don't you know who I am?
Yeah, and she has no idea.
She has no idea who you are. So she's like, Angel. Why is the emphasis on Angel? What's going on? but then you know, I think in the end you redeem yourself. Joanne Angel is redeemed in the book because she recognizes that people worked hard for her and all of that stuff.
Yeah. and the adult store turns into a strip club.
That
for no
funny.
Reason.
See, there's this, oh, that's the thing, is like the space lends itself to all these crazy things happening, and they all eventually do.
All roads lead there.
When did you decide, oh, hey, I'm going to be a character in my own book and write
about
myself?
Because that's the thing with a choose your own adventure book. You never know when you're done, you know? Mm-hmm. You could essentially write that book forever and just keep making more paths. Yeah. It's not like in a regular narrative, there's a beginning, middle, and end. And when you get to the end, it's the end. And you might go back and change things. But yeah, at a certain point, you know, I had been writing this book for 4 months, and I spent a good 10 hours a day writing. And I think at a certain point I was like, okay, I am like a good 20,000 words past the word count. I think I'm done. I sent it to my editor, you know, who worked for Cleese. And that was a weird thing. I was like, am I done here? And like, I sent it in, you know, and of course, like any publisher, they're not going to get back to you for a couple days, you know? And I was already celebrating that I finished a book, you know, like bought myself champagne, like, woohoo, I did it. And then like, I get an email back like about almost a week later. And it's like, we actually think you could use one more path. Like, I think there's a place you can split it off here. And I was like, no, I can't. I've done everything. I cannot possibly think of any other person to come into the store. I've done everything. And then she was like, I don't know, like, just think of one more thing. And then I was like, oh, well, this will be easy. And I was like, dang. How about Joanna Angel comes into the store?
Okay, well, we've got to take another commercial break, but that was a funny little nod to yourself, putting yourself in the book. It was really humorous. Okay.
Thank you.
When we come back, I'm going to, on the break, try to coax Joanna into reading a passage from the book so you guys can get a taste of it.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. So let's take a commercial break. She has to go
get the book.
Get a book and prepare. We will be right back.
Hey, everyone. I love toys that leave an impression. Whether it's your first encounter with the magic wand or the luxurious feel of a leather paddle, everyone has that special toy that's both an implement of pleasure and an aphrodisiac. Haven't met the right toy yet? Well, the Pleasure Chest invites you to fall in lust. With boutiques in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago, the Pleasure Chest staff is committed to helping you find the right toy in a safe and non-judgmental environment. Visit pleasurechest.com and browse their educators picks section for some of my favorites, or visit their special collections page and get inspired. Use the coupon code Tristan at checkout and enjoy a free massage candle with your purchase, courtesy of the Pleasure Chest.
B-Vibe is a premium collection of anal sex toys. Their products feature different sizes to accommodate users of all shapes, sizes, and experience levels. B-Vibe's high-end designs are couples-friendly, body-safe, and offer innovation aimed to create an exceptional user experience. You know I've got really high standards when it comes to anal toys, and I am in love with these. Plus, they stand behind each item with an easy-to-understand, hassle-free warranty. Dubbed as the Apple of anal, learn how B-Vibe and its premium anal plugs are engaging couples to discover the amazing pleasures of anal play. Visit bvibe.com and use coupon code Tristan to receive 20% off your purchase.
Are you LGBTQIA, genderqueer or gender variant, a sex worker, an activist, a polyamorous person? Well, the Open List features therapists, sexuality and relationship coaches, traditional and alternative healthcare providers, mediators, lawyers, and more who are poly-aware, kink competent, sex positive, queer affirming, and anti-oppression. They work with clients with alternative sexualities and relationship structures, including open relationships, polyamory, ethical non-monogamy, swinging, BDSM, and kink. They serve the unique needs of folks who think and live outside the box. To search for a professional in your area, go to the open list at openingup.net. If you're a professional who'd like to be listed, use the coupon code OPENTRIAL for a free 1-year trial.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. Hey, speaking of swinger parties, like the one in Joanna's book, I am returning to the Swing Set Takes Desire at Desire Resort in Cancun, Mexico in November. You got to book now. You don't have to pay for it all up front, but you have to book it now because they do sell out. You can go read about it and book your trip at ssamsamdesire.com. And I was also just did an episode of Life on the Swing Set where a bunch of us all talk, all the hosts get together and talk about, it's sort of like the decompression show. And we talk about last year's Desire event. And so you should definitely check that out at Life on the Swing Set. I've been talking today with Joanna Angel, who is, you know, basically a feminist porn mogul, but also wrote a book. And her book is called Night Shift, A Choose Your Own Erotic Fantasy. And she is going to share a little bit with us. Whenever you're ready. Yeah.
Wow. How much should I share?
Just go until it feels like a natural stop, or I'll just jump in and say stop.
And just be like, hey, stop. I feel like I should read a part that you haven't read, but I'll just read from the beginning.
Okay.
Because I've read it so many times. Oh, well, you're just going to have to read the parts that you didn't read on your own.
Okay.
All right. sparkly butt plugs of various sizes. Rainbow thigh-high socks and lime green lollipops line my counter, and the pile is still growing. The entourage of Tinkerbells, still not done with their horny shopping spree. This had to be the most colorful pile of debauchery I had ever seen. But then again, I've only been working here for a week. It's my sixth day working as a cashier at Dreams, an adult video novelty shop located inside of a strip mall on Highway 19 in Pasco County, Florida. A scenic road known for its unusually high number of pedestrian deaths and porn stores. I was hesitant about accepting the job here for a lot of reasons, one of them being the oncoming traffic. Another was that I was worried somebody I knew would run into me here. It's not that I have any aversion to dildos, adult DVDs, and little booths to masturbate in, but I don't exactly have an all-consuming passion for it either. I'm not a virgin, but I can count the times that I've had sex on one hand. A self-imposed friendless and sexless life combined with a cum laude English degree from a state university was supposed to lead to a dream job in academia. Yet here I stand behind a register, ringing up lube at the crack of dawn, thanks to a shitty economy and an influx of girls who loved Jane Austen in middle school and had also decided to pursue English teaching degrees. However, Dreams does have about 70 different kinds of lube. I had no idea there was 70 different ways to moisten up your genitals. That's just not something you learn while deconstructing the Canterbury Tales. My first week at the store had actually been pretty bland until Jimmy walked in on my first Friday night. He recognized me immediately, which isn't so surprising because I'd barely changed anything about myself other than being a few pounds heavier than I used to be. Jimmy looked completely different, though. He used to sport a long, greasy ponytail, which was now a very well-manicured, bleached faux hawk. He was also now covered in tattoos, one of which was a portrait of his very own face. And he was wearing excessive giant pieces of jewelry, things that Joan Rivers would have called statement pieces. A giant dollar sign necklace certainly says a statement to me. And that statement is that I can pay my rent and my bills and have lots of money left over for anything that I could ever want. Jimmy entered the store with a group of incredibly attractive female disciples. It was 5:30 a.m., and I presumed that the sun was rising, but there weren't any windows in the store, so I wouldn't know. The girls looked like mini-me versions of Jimmy, also with multicolored hair and tattoos, wearing various neon-colored tutus, slap bracelets. Where did they find those? Weren't they outlawed in, like, 1986? Fuzzy leg warmers and platform sneakers. Their eyes were large and bloodshot. I imagine they were on some kind of designer drugs that only famous people had access to. This motley crew of rainbow bright pukes skipped around the store and swooped up anything shiny they could penetrate or vibrate themselves with. They plopped the objects on the checkout counter with glee, while Jimmy watched them from the front of the store, nodding in approval. Once they were done, Jimmy strutted over to me. His focus trained on preparing his wallet for the transaction, but he immediately did a double take when he looked up. "Taryn?" he asked, surprised. "Yeah," I replied, which I wasn't quite sure how to play this off because he'd been in the store for at least 30 minutes and I didn't want to say hi to him unless he said hi to me first. "Damn it, I haven't seen you in a minute." "Well, it had actually been about 6 years, but I suppose when your life is a constant drug and sex rush, time has a different meaning." "Yeah, well, I see posters of you all over the place. So I've been seeing you," I said. "Congrats on everything. I guess when you told everyone you were dropping out of high school to be a famous DJ, you were really on to something." A short, skinny girl dressed like Betty Boop from the wrong side of the tracks interrupted this awkward reunion by plopping down a precious Swarovski crystal butt plug on the counter. "I want this too," she said, batting her eyes at Jimmy. I was still new there and not entirely sure how to converse with the customers. Was I supposed to act as though I was ringing up laundry detergent at Walgreens, totally nonchalant? Or was being this slight amount of sleazy the professional thing to do? I received about 45 minutes worth of training for this job from the owner of the store, who happened to be drunk on her own batch of moonshine at the time. Half of the items Jimmy and his minions wanted weren't even tagged properly, so I made up prices based on how expensive things kind of looked. So $249.99 seemed about right for this butt plug. That's the amount of money I made in a week, going straight into someone's asshole. So $249.99 seemed about right for this butt plug. That's the amount of money I made in a week, going straight into someone's asshole. Pee-hee.
Nice. Okay, that was Joanna reading her first novel. Now, my question, of course, before I leave you is, are you going to write another one?
I would love to write another one. How many books have you written, Tristan?
I've written 8 books.
God, I can't even imagine.
But do you think, I mean, have you talked to Cleus? Will you write another book?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I know they're very happy with it. And I think I will eventually. So we'll just see. We'll just see. I don't know when it'll be, but I would definitely like to. This has been like a wonderful experience. And it was fun. And people seem to like the choose your own adventure format. So I'll do another one.
Okay. In the meantime, you can find Joanna's work, her other art, which is pornography, on her website, burningangel.com. And from Burning Angel, you can get to your personal site and lots of other porno things, right?
Lots of other porno things. You can find all the porno in the world. Just go to burningangel.com.
And then that will take you to all the porno.
Yes.
Okay. You can find her on Twitter and Instagram at Joanna Angel. On Facebook, Joanna Angel Rules. Thanks so much for spending a little bit of your Friday night with us. I want to thank everyone who makes this show possible. Executive producer Karen Dana, associate producer Raymond Johnson, announcer Cooper Beckett from Life on the Swing Set, A-Rod, my engineer, and everyone at Voice America. Tune in next Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of the show. Until then, catch me on Twitter and Instagram at Tristan Taramino and the show on Twitter at Sex Out Loud Radio. Till next time.
That's a wrap on today's show. Go to voiceamerica.com to listen to this and other episodes on demand or as podcasts. And make sure you come back next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Sex Out Loud with Tristan Taramino on Voice America Variety.